Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm going to be doing Misty for you guys.
Thank you.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Man, it just seems like we was just here yesterday. You know, I mean, seriously, boy, it's been a lot going on. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. If you can hear me, please push one. Shalom, everyone. Shalom, shalom. I have enjoyed myself. Yesterday was an absolute amazing class. It was just amazing. I mean, you know, it's just incredible, some of the stuff, I tell you. You never run out of things to say, thank you so much for pushing one. I really appreciate it. You never run out of things to learn in the scriptures. And, you know, it just I hope nobody choked yesterday. You know, you had me worried there when you was like, some people are choked. I hope nobody choked yesterday, you know, because that was kind of, we had some guests on the line, and, you know, that might have been a little bit above their pay grade, you know, but, man, it was just amazing, you know, when you could just put it together like that. And we never see, it never ceases to amaze me that we never run out of finds. We always finding something. There's always something he's showing or revealing. It just was amazing to me. And all praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. So, you know, I found something today. You know, I did not know. Let me see if I can pull it up today. You know, last week we talked about some of the Gentile teachers who had been teaching some of the same things that we were teaching, and I did not know that Mike Heiser passed away. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, it was a shock, you know, like, man. So, you know, it's just crucial. It's a lot of people leaving this earth, a lot of people. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, it's just crucial. It's just a lot. I had seen some guys talk about that, and he put that on YouTube about how, you know, they had a conversation about the Hebrew Israelites. He didn't go any further than that. That's all he said. But Jesus, Pete, I mean, you know, it's just amazing. It really is amazing, the things that are happening right now. Okay, so back to yesterday. Was anybody choking? Did anybody have a hard time with that yesterday? Because I really tried to precept it as much as I possibly could. I really tried. I think it was precept beautifully yesterday. I'm going to open up your mic for 1 minute, Brother Uriah. I just need your feedback real quick on that. Shalom, how are you?
Shalom, shalom. I'm doing well, thanks.
I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you think yesterday was pretty decent for people to understand?
I think so. I think it was pretty clear cut. I mean, I didn't choke on it, and I think most people, from the feedback I was hearing from everyone, it looked like everybody pretty much got it. So I think that lesson was a really excellent lesson, well put together, preset well. I don't think anybody choked on it yet today. At least I didn't.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's what all I wanted to know. Because, you know, we had a lot of new people on the call yesterday. They didn't say anything. You know, but they stayed, you know, and it was just amazing. So I just want to know that. I won't put you on the spot. I'll put you back on mute, but I just wanted to ask you that, okay? Hold on. And I sent you an email. You got that email, didn't you?
No, I haven't checked my email as of yet, but I will today.
Okay, thank you. All right, everybody. Shalom, shalom. So, he said he felt like everybody pretty much got it. And that's a major milestone. Yesterday was a major milestone. Why? Because the things that we have been taught, now don't get me wrong, I do believe in the baptism. I do believe the receiving of the Holy Spirit. I do believe all those things, but that is not what that's talking about. It's not. And we were told in Christianity that was how you were born again. And they explained it that way. And that's just, it's supernatural. It's different. It's all of the above. It's out of this dimension, all of it. Hard sometimes for people to accept. But nevertheless, you know, we did it. So I don't want to hear from somebody else. Somebody else push one and tell me what you thought about that yesterday, because that's major. I mean, that was a major milestone yesterday to be able to come up with that and to be able to build that foundation on that, because that explains a lot. You know, that's regeneration. You know, that this generation won't pass away until it sees the prophecies that are spoken. All it is. It's just all of it. It's amazing stuff. I mean, seriously. You know, a lot of people don't, maybe you guys think it's normal. I don't know. Anybody have a comment on it yesterday? Anybody have anything to comment on this yesterday, what we came up with? Amazing things. You know. And it just gets better and better and better. You know, and I have people asking me, you know, and I had a conversation with someone yesterday about going into the other books, and I just made it very clear. You know, I don't have an issue with anybody reading anything, but this Bible is so rich and so full of understanding about the kingdom, understanding about what we living in. This is definitely a supernatural experience. It really is. It is a supernatural experience. You know, and I think that the enemy has worked hard at pulling the wool over everyone's eyes and making it seem like that this is just commonplace. You're born, you live, you eat, you die. You're born, you live, you work, you have children, you build things, you die. It's bigger than this. It's way bigger than this. And most people never figure this out. No, most people never get this knowledge to understand what this thing is all about. And some people get it too late. By the time they get it, they leave in the earth. You know what I'm saying? So we have some young people on this line to be able to have this knowledge and to be able to move in this knowledge. It's powerful because it changes everything. It changes everything. It really does. It really, really, really does. You know. So I just want to bring that out there, you know, to be able to let everyone know, you know, because this is something that we have to continue to build upon. This is something we have to continue to study, to know, to understand, because then all of the questions will be answered. Well, why come we not working in his power, and how come we're not doing? Because it's more to it than just that. It's way more to it than just that. And everybody didn't work in his power. Everybody didn't. In spite of what we may think, in spite of what we may desire, in spite of what we expect, everybody didn't. He has it set up how he has it set up, and it's not going to change. It's just not going to change. Everybody didn't. Everybody didn't work in his power. It's just powerful stuff jumping off. I'm serious. You know, but the more we understand our Elohim, the better we know how to move. The more we understand him, the better we know how to approach him. The more we understand him, the more comfortable we are. Because this thing was very woven and intricately put together, very much so. And I'm like we said yesterday, to the History Channel and all of the people that... all these sci-fi channels that's trying to convince the whole world that these aliens made us. We only have one thing to say to you. Do it again. Do it again in front of everybody. You can put a curtain up, but do it again. Go get some dirt and create a being. And for the most part, nobody can do that. So we not buying none of that. We know there's one Elohim, and he is the creator of all things, and that's just the way it is. All this, they made a slave race, and do it again. So we're going, that's why the Most High said, be still and know that I am Yah. He said, be still and know that I am Yah. Serious stuff. And that I will be exalted among the heathen. And that I will be exalted and glorified in the world. This is what's going on. And the only people, if you really pay attention, the only people that's exalting Yah is Israel, is the Hebrew Israelites. That's it. With all the God that's going on today, on Sunday morning, with all the music and all the churches and all the this and all the that, there's only one group of people that's calling Yah's name, and that's the Hebrew Israelites. That's it. Area code 214, your mic is open, you're on the air.
I just want to quickly let you know that my friend was on yesterday, and she didn't choke, but she did say that she's going to have to do some Bible study before she gets on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, because we have been taught something totally different, totally different, totally, you know, totally different. You know, but I hope that, you know, that she did she say she enjoyed it or what?
She really enjoyed it. She enjoyed it a lot. She said that some of the stuff she kind of knew, but, you know, it put it in context, and some of it was like, I thought maybe. But
mm-hmm.
It was really good. She did not choke.
That's a good thing.
She really enjoyed it.
That's a good thing. I'm glad, you know. You know, like I said, it's been a lot of people that have come through the radio show and the class. A lot of people. And, you know, when the Most High puts it together like that and he precepts it the way he precepts it and he has it to flow together like he does, that's nobody but him. That's just nobody but him. You know, and the more we do those things, the more we understand. And the more we understand, the more we understand him. And I think that is what he's doing to us. He's maturing us. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know that you're a Hebrew Israelite. It's a beautiful thing to know that you are the seed of Jacob. And it's a beautiful thing to know that we are his chosen people and that he has chosen no other people other than us. It's a beautiful thing. But it doesn't stop there. You got to get to know him. You have to, as much as he will allow, and get to know how this process works and how it operates. And you are at a much better advantage when you know. You are. There's no room for the fairy tale because you're like, no, that ain't how it works. You'll tell somebody like, no, that ain't how it works. You know, no, that ain't true. Yeah. You'll have a confidence in the word where you'll be able to walk that word through and show them, no, this is what it says. And this is what happened. And here's how it happened. And here's an example of when it happened. And once you can show that, there's no room for argument. You can't. There's nothing else to say. There's no room for argument. You just have to let it be what it is. It is what it is. There's no room for argument. You know, just like my whole life I've been listening to Christianity tell me that Christ is in the Old Testament, and it's like, no, he's not. No, Christ ain't in the Old Testament. You mean Yahawashi, that name, and all, no, that's Israel. That is Israel. And that's what his name is, and that's what the name is of the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is Israel. And that's the name that he gave his people. We are the children of Israel because he gave Jacob his name. You know, and we have got to reiterate that yes, Yah is the Father, but Israel is the Word. And the Word, when it was made flesh, became Yahushua. But that's Israel in the Old Testament all day long. You know, like I said, when you really start working with that Godhead and understanding, and you understand what it is to know what's happening, it's a powerful thing. I'm serious. It's a little above our pay grade, and he's just giving us enough where we don't choke. Because that what we learned yesterday can go into so many different areas, you know. Because the first thing I thought about was, okay, so that was Elisha. So then the Elisha came through the seed of Zechariah. You know, like he said, the mother and father. You know, he asked the question. you know, the question that he asked that we answered and said yes to, it had to come through a seed because there was no miraculous conception going on there. That was two men, that was a man and a woman, a husband and a wife coming together, which separates the soul, spirit, and the body. And everybody tell me there ain't no soul. Oh, yes, it is. So, I mean, it can go a whole lot of different ways. And then somebody asked yesterday, well, was that his parents before? I'm assuming. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming. I really can't say. I know that was his parents the second time. I can say that. But, I mean, this is some serious stuff. You know that we're known by different names, but we had an origin. Like you said, we were with him in heavenly places. We can go there with this. You know, he foreknew us, for we were with him in heavenly places. Some deep stuff, y'all. I mean, for real. Woo! You know, this is the kind of stuff the other classes try to make people pay to figure out. And it's like, no, we ain't getting ready now because the word is free. You know? He said, I knew you before. You know? It's some serious, serious stuff. There's some serious stuff going on. You know, it's just something else, I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness, it's just a lot. You're just looking like, wow, what does that mean? You know, but we won't know it all. There's no way to know it all, but what we do know, we know. Because he's revealing it to us little by little. You know? You know, and everybody, like I said, people be on here, the people be hawking, they be here listening. Trying to figure out what's being said next and, you know, coming up with that. But I'm telling you, this is we have graduated from elementary school. We are no longer, I don't even believe we in junior high no more. We graduated in high school stuff. You know, it's like, whoa, you know, it's because we can go in a whole lot of different ways with this. That's how important that male-female relationship is. That's the whole purpose for the male-female relationship. You know, the bond, the interaction between the male and the female coming together and creating bodies. You know, this fleshly body was made for a purpose. You know, it's a reason. You know, we don't really understand how serious this is. This is made for a purpose and a reason. So, I mean, you know, it touches so many different areas. You know, it's necessary. It's a prerequisite that you have to come through the womb of the woman. You have to. You cannot. Any other way is illegal. And it has to. And the baby has to be conceived through sex. Natural way. Now they're doing things different now, and they're doing it through artificial inseminations and all kind of stuff, but they have to, even once that egg is fertilized, it's got to go back into the womb of the woman. You can't come any other kind of, it is illegal. Because my next question is, okay, so he left the earth, so what happened to the other body? Where'd that go? You know, I go into all different areas like, whoa, you know. There's some deep stuff, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's some deep stuff. You know, you don't mean to go there, but sometimes you just have to. You really do. You have to. You have to ask them questions. Now, whether you get an answer or not, that's something totally different, whether he'll answer you or not. But sometimes you just got to go to, you got to do what you have to do. You know. Anybody else, feel free to push one. I mean, you know, this is kind of an open conversation. We kind of talking about the class yesterday, you know, but if you have something else you want to discuss, please feel free to do that. You know, but that's why the Most High said, be still and know that I am Yah. and I will be exalted among the heathen and will be exalted in the earth. We got to know this stuff. And who's exalting him in the earth? Israel. We're the ones. We're the ones calling his name. We're the ones calling by name. Everybody else talking about God, and it's like, we don't know who you're talking about. I just thank God. I just want to give God all the praise. What God? What's his name? Because even they had a name in the scriptures. They even in the Bible, they had names. Even the pagan gods had names. Who are you talking about? See, nobody wants to identify him by name, because then if you identify him by name, then guess what? Then we're going to start asking other questions. Okay, well, which one you serving? What do he look like? Are you talking about the Gentile Jesus? Or are you talking about the Elohim that was born from Mary? Are you talking about him, or are you talking about the other one? Because everybody's using the same scriptures, but they're not talking about the same God. I remember I was at work one day, and one of the guys I used to work with, he called me over to his desk. He said, look at this. He said, who is this? And I said, I don't know who that is. He said, you don't know who that is? I said, no. He said, that's Jesus. I said, I don't know who that is. And he couldn't do nothing but laugh. I was like, I don't know who that is. In other words, that ain't the one I know. I don't know nobody. That ain't the one I worship. You know? And it's going to get interesting. For real. Everybody, you know, this is some serious stuff. Y'all, I mean, y'all, I hope everybody ready, because this is getting ready to get real interesting and real interesting real quick. Because, you know, he had the standard picture of Jesus. And you want to get some enemies on your side, start talking about Jesus. I don't care what he looks like. Don't talk about Jesus. It's like, well, which one you worship? Do you worship the Gentile Jesus, or you worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Because we need to be clear about that. You know, this is where it gets interesting. Nobody wants to get in. You know, they don't want to identify. Well, it don't make no difference. It makes all the difference in the world. Now that we know what we know, it makes all the difference in the world. It reminds me of there was a time when we first started worshiping with the Israelites that we were invited. I think it was Passover. It was one of the high holy days. And I think I've told you guys this story before. And, you know, we went up in this building. This lady had bought this building, and she opened it up, you know, for all of the Israelites and stuff to come and have, you know, services and teach class and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it was one of the high holy days, and everybody walked in, and it was real quiet. And, you know, everybody had on their white linen and everything. And me and my sister went in the room, and, you know, they was hovered around this little area. And when we made our way through to the room, and the closer I got, it was a shrine to the Egyptian, whatever she was, with the wings, the lady in the middle with the wings. And I looked at my sister. I said, oh, no. And you know, I said, oh, no. They had candles lit and everything. I said, oh, no. And one of the brothers was like, it's all right, sis. Shalom, shalom. I mean, it was real, you know, matter of fact, real melancholy, you know, trying to sound spiritual. I don't know. But he kept saying, it's okay. It ain't nothing wrong with it. I said, oh, no. I said, no. I am not worshiping nothing else. The only thing I'm going to worship is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm so nothing with no wings. I ain't worshiping no photos. I'm not worshiping nothing. We backed up out of that so quick. I said, no. You know, went to one time we was in the church, in a Christian church, and the pastor called her. I don't know what kind of ceremony she was doing. But she was burning stuff on Sunday, telling me they was going to burn the bills in the name of Jesus. And I was like, oh, no. I mean, you know, people try to be slick and try to slide some of this stuff in. It's like, no. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's why we're sitting in the situation we're sitting in right now. Because we went whoring after other gods. And that is exactly why we are away from our land. We are away from our culture. We are really away from our Elohim, even though he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We are away from the relationship that we had with him because he warned us over and over again not to worship nothing and nobody but him. He told us don't have no statues of him. Don't make no statues of male and female and of him and none of that stuff. Worship him in spirit and in truth. And then we did. We getting back. We're not where we need to be, but we on our way back. We can't afford no. And everybody get mad like, well, why won't you come to church? That's why. We can't afford to do that. No. You know, you got to look around. When you got a majority of people doing the same thing and worshiping the same God, you got to question yourself. Is this really real? Is this something to this? And it goes on for generation after generation after generation, and it ain't got no power. But everybody keep doing it and hoping that something's going to change, and it's just not, in my opinion. You know? So it's very interesting, you know, and I don't know about the rest of y'all, but as for me, I'm not going to do it. Nothing. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't know what Christ looked like. It doesn't mean that we don't understand him to be a man. We know he was born. He came through the womb of the woman. We're talking about Israel in the Old Testament. He don't make no statues of me or nothing. Now, when he came through that womb and he took on that flesh, that bodily flesh, yes, he was identifiable because people saw him as he grew up. You know, he started out as a baby and grew into a man. So we can say for an assurity that, yes, we know pretty much what his features was like. You know, we can't, you know, say what his nose looked like and all that, but we know what he basically looked like. You know, but this other stuff, all this other stuff, I mean, you got to really, people, be careful. You know, because even with the television programs, if you watch a lot of these programs, whether they are people of the other nation or people of color, they have a God in there somewhere. I was watching some program, and I was like, well, that was a good little program until the end when there was a statue of Buddha sitting on the floor. And I'm like, for really? Really? So they're implementing their gods in everything that we do. So be careful. You know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, you got to really be careful because these people do not worship the Most High. They do not. It's a form of godliness, but it ain't ours. Like, you got a form of godliness, but you not. That's not our God. You know, and one thing I can say, if I don't know nothing else, he is our God. So, I don't know how anybody else feels. Anybody want to join in on the conversation, please feel free. Please feel free to push one. You know, but we got to be careful with all this stuff that we out here doing and watch as well as pray. Because a whole bunch of folks is caught up in some stuff. You know, they said witchcraft is prevalent in the Christian church. Hold on a minute. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. And yesterday I didn't get to watch witchcraft. I got called to work. And I'm here to watch. What you're hearing is that it was really good.
Oh, yeah. We precept the born again theory. We precept the born again scripture and was able to prove it. You know, and it was just something else, you know, to be able to see that and showed it. You know, and everybody had to ask the question that Nicodemus asked the Messiah. He said, is a man able when he is old to re-enter into his mother's womb for the second time? And everybody was like, yes. You know, once you get to that point, yes. You know, So it was very, 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 very interesting once we got the technical difficulties ironed out. But, you know, we just got to be, you know, he's our God, and he's revealing himself unto us.
Well, it was like you just said, though, it's slowly but surely, because, you know, I think the most I know is if he gives us all this at once, our brains are short circuit.
Yes, it will.
You know, he giving it to us slowly, slowly. But now when you was talking about all these idols and things of that nature, you know, I had recently started looking into a lot of that. And it's like everything that you do in this country, everything that you see in this country, nearly everything that you touch is dedicated to an idol.
It is. Well, you got to think about it, though. Look at how many – America is not really a country. It's a melting pot of multiplicity. It's multiple different nations here. Everybody comes and they bring their own God with them. You know, they do. And guess what? Mm-hmm. We go to the Chinese food restaurant and we eat their food. We go to the Japanese food restaurant and we eat their food. You know, we go to the Mexican restaurant, we eat their food. You know, all of the stuff that we doing, and we interact with these nations, but these nations are serving other gods.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
You know? And we do. And we don't realize how, and I always say, Brother Yerushalayim, and then there's little Israel sitting right down in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
We the poorest group of folks. We the poorest group of folks, but the richest group of folks when it comes to our Elohim. We are set right smack dab in the middle of all these nations, all sitting here waiting for the Most High to come and deliver. We are.
That is interesting.
We really are. And we have worked and struggled, and we done bought houses and cars. We've gotten educations, and we've raised our children in the midst of adversity. We have done all these things, and we're smack dab in the middle of a nation full of other nations and their God. The same thing we've been reading about, the nations were given their own gods. They bring them with them when they come.
Yep.
I do. And they serve it to us when they come around us, whether they bless the food that we're eating, whatever it is. You know, we don't have a choice. You know, all of our resources that we get them from these people. That's why it is so imperative that we continue to pray that he deliver us, because he's going to deliver us. That he delivers us from these places. Because I'm telling you, it's very difficult to do everything pleasing to him while we're living among these people. It's very hard to do. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
So you could do things and really not even know it. I mean, I really took a look at it. I mean, everything. From the sheets that you got on your bed. Yep. The little timers you wear. I mean,
yep.
Even the packages where the food comes in, everything is dedicated to another deity.
Yeah. Starbucks, that little lady on top of the Starbucks cup, that's a god.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think I did a class about that. You know, all of the different merchants who have their God symbols on their products. You know, but he knew what he was doing. He set us down in the midst of it. Because we went whoring after other gods. He gave us full view of it all. That way we'll never do it again.
Really?
We'll never do it. That's why when I seen that Egyptian winged lady, I was like, oh, no, honey. I don't even want to know nothing about it. Get that away from me. I left. He was begging me to come back. Oh, no, sis, it ain't, no. I'm not going to be a part of it. Mm-mm. Nope. So, you know, It's definitely, it's something. I'm telling you, it is something. You just got to understand. And we do the best we can with where we are. You know, I think we announced every, let me make this announcement to everyone. Passover is going to be March the 17th at sundown. March the 17th at sundown is Passover. We will be doing Passover with GOCC because we believe that they are the closest to come up with that Enochian calendar, and we will be participating with that. We will be doing that collectively together but separately apart. But we will be doing that with them as well. So I just want everybody to know that so that we, when I say with them, I mean we're going to keep the same date that they have. Because we believe that they are right in that term with that count. You know, so I just want everybody to know that that's what we're going to be doing. All praises be to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, and we are going to do that. I mean, it just is. But, yeah, it's something to be able to go through this, boy. I'm telling you, when your eyes is open, it is something. I'm telling you. Woo! You know? It is really in some, but thank goodness he gave us an out. Thank goodness,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
An out. This won't be forever. You know? It will not be forever. We just have to trust him and hold on. We have to trust him and hold on. Because like y'all said yesterday, we're going to see a whole lot of stuff. Everybody was saying the same thing, like, ain't no need in feeling sad. They was crucial yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel sorry for nobody. Like, gee, you know, it's just, that's a lot going on. You know, like, when he come tearing through, you got to back up and move out the way because it ain't nothing you're going to be able to say but have mercy on me. That's it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. That's just the way it is. You know, that's how he has it set up. And we just have to trust him. Yep. So what have you found in terms of idols?
Everything. I mean, when you start looking at your sheets, I mean, just a little stuff because, you know, I work in a mattress company now, you know, and it's just all the materials that they get is dedicated to different things. You'll see the little symbols on them. You see the little, and I could have swore I saw the little Baphomet symbol coming out the other day, but, you know, it's all these different little symbols on all these little different things. And then you start looking. I mean, this is all the pieces that goes into just your bedding. From the foam to the covers, to everything. All that stuff delivered. And then, you know, once they get it made. They put it out there on a truck. The truck got all kinds of symbols on it. And this stuff delivered right to your house. Then you go from there, you go to the little restaurants. You can't eat in any restaurants because a lot of the restaurants got their little pork. You know, they cook their pork, and, you know, once that pork touches the item, it's unclean.
That's
so
true.
Why are we even trying to eat in restaurants? You know, I want to go out to eat. No, you can't go out to eat. Everything that they do is dedicated for our destruction. And that's every restaurant, just about every, unless you go into some vegan restaurant where they never cook pork. But 9 times out of 10, all the utensils, I mean, all the cook items like the stoves and all that stuff, a lot of times they get the thing secondhand and they come from other restaurants which has been used to cook pork in, so they're wrong. So everything that you do is everything in this country is set up for our destruction. Of never making it back to our elevator. You know, you look at your car. When I started to really think about it, you know, it's not just that. It's like your cars. Every car is dedicated to a certain deity. So my question is this, and I'm good with it either way. You know, the Most High does it any way that he does it. Me personally, I can sleep in a cloth tent and on the ground as long as I'm with him, and I'd be fine. You know, I don't need all that. You know, and I mean, I know that sounds kind of harsh, and people say, yeah, we'll see. No, I've actually slept in tents and slept on the ground and all that stuff, so I'm good with that. I'd do that if it means we're going to be with him and we're going to be free. But when you start looking at going into the wilderness, we know the Most High is not going to allow us to have idols again. And I hear people say, and I'm talking about some of the other groups I listen to, and I heard a sister say the other day, like it was last week, she was talking about going into the wilderness. She said, well, I'm ready to go. You know, we have to get our cars. And so I'm sitting there like, do you realize this car is dedicated to an idol? And why would you want to even get back into this kind of thing? You should be at a point, we should be at a point where we don't care if we walk it. Because remember, when the children of Israel came out, he didn't allow their clothes to get torn up. He didn't allow their feet to swell. They walked for 40 years. And what makes you think that he's not going to take care of us?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it kind of depends on where we are, you know, because everybody is content on going into the wilderness. I don't know what type of living arrangements he's going to have with us. I don't know how that's going to work out. You know, I just don't know. You know, I have no idea. I don't know. Now, I know that back in the day, we did buy and trade among the other nations. They had different things that we bought from them, and Abraham traded. They traded their animal skins. We traded back and forth from that manner. Now, I know we did that because when you think about the temple in Solomon built, he got trees and different things from different places, and ivory and gold and stuff came from different places. I know that that happened, but I don't know how he's going to do that when we get ready to leave, because I know to be able to have that kind of wealth, we're either going to build it ourselves or he already has it prepared for us. I don't know. I just really don't know. You know, I don't know how he's going to do that. I don't know. I sometimes wonder, you know, how we are going to govern ourselves, but I know that he'll be there, you know, because we can't be under another nation. We can't come out from a nation and being a part of citizens of a nation to go be under another nation. Even though there will be nations guarding us, we can't be under another governance. So I don't know how he's going to do it. I really don't. But I understand what you're saying. I do understand that, you know. I understand what you're saying. I really do. Especially about the restaurants. You know, Michael used to always say, I found this restaurant, and it was so good, and I go up there every morning. I get me some fish, and I get me this, and I get me that. And some said, call the restaurant. So I called it, and I said, do you serve, I said, what type of fish do you serve? He said, well, we serve catfish. We serve perch. We serve whiting. I said, do you cook all the fish in the same grease? He said, yep. I said, that's it.
Yep.
I said, you can't eat there no more. Oh, that's cross-contaminated.
Yep.
No?
That's what I'm talking about. Everything is so interwoven into this country that it's really like, that's why you got to cleanse us and cleanse our blood and everything, because, man, we probably eat this stuff that we don't even know we eat.
That's true. Now, that is so true. Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's true. Everything from the soap you use, even if you buy organic, they making it. Somebody else is making it. So, I mean, you know, even from the vitamins, somebody else is producing those. So everything that we have been exposed to is because of where we are. And it was purposely put that way, you know, so that we would understand once we woke up exactly what we were sitting down in the midst of. Everything is, you know, it is. So that's why I tell everybody, when you see people stand up talking about, I thank God, you got to ask which one. Like this little lady asked me when I was on my job, she was like, well, we're a company that's very faith-based. And I just wanted to know if you wanted me to pray for you before you hang up. I said, no, thank you. And I think she was stunned because she didn't expect a no. But I don't know what God right. you're praying to. I can't afford for you to do that for me. I said, no,
right.
thank you. Oh, okay. Well, no problem. No problem. You have a good day, ma'am. You know, no. I can't. No, I don't want you. No. Because you say, God, I don't know who you're talking about. And that's how we got in this mess in the first place. It's doing what everybody else do. And I've noticed I was watching a Lifetime movie earlier today, and I noticed that now they're starting to promote interracial marriages. They are.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do you see a black man with a black woman. They are promoting interracial marriages. And I'm going to say it again. We are not to mix with any other nation. That's a no-no. We are not. Now, if you've already done it and you didn't know, you didn't know. But I'm saying this is what they're promoting. Very rarely do you see a program with a black woman and a black man on there anymore. You see them, but it's more of that than it is of the other. Like you said, everything that they are promoting is to keep us out of the being in right standing with our Elohim. This is purposely done.
Yeah, it is.
I told you I went to a restaurant one time and I ordered something and I asked the waitress, I said, there's no pork in this. Oh, no, we don't have any pork in it at all whatsoever. And so I ordered it. When I got home, it was some kielbasa sausage. I called, as soon as I
mm-hmm.
went to the round, I called the restaurant. I said, is this kielbasa sausage pork? He was like, it absolutely is. I said, I'd like to have my money refunded, please. He was like, why? I said, because I typically asked her if this had any pork in it. I do not eat pork.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he said, well, let me ask the waitress. And she said, yep, she sure did. I didn't even think about it. I told her no. I said, now listen to what I told him. I said, that's why we cannot eat at you all's establishment. Because you don't have a menu that promotes that. You know what he told me? They won't let us.
Yeah, I figured that.
He said that. He said they won't let us. I said, wow, really? He said they won't let us. So this is bigger than you think. Now, there are some restaurants that try to come out and cook a certain way. They don't last long.
Nope.
I don't know whether it's a supply chain issue or what it is, but they don't last long.
They I don't think it's so much a supply chain issue that these folks get rid of them because they know that's where a lot of us are going.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. We got some Arab brothers here in Cincinnati that run their own restaurant, wings and things called Hook. You should see the black folks gravitating over there. They make chicken wings and all kinds of stuff. The line be out the door. The drive-through line be full of folks. And again, there's other nations serving us.
Mm-hmm.
Other nations serving us. And as long as they serving us, They make very good money and they stay open all night almost.
Yeah, they're gonna make that money and then as soon as they go in there, they go in there and pray to their God.
Yeah. 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 And you know, that's just the truth. It is real. That is really, really the truth. And you can't do nothing about it. It's like that. It's serious business. It really is. It's sad, but it's the truth. It make you wonder. It really do make you wonder. But all you can do, you know what I'm saying? You do the best you can. That's why I tell everybody, don't try to cross every T and dot every I. do the best you can, because there's no way. You can't walk around naked. You got to have shoes on your feet. You got to eat, even though they're growing the food. Those are things that you have to do. You have to have a roof over your head. You know what I'm saying? That's how he has it set up. He knows where we are. Even when they was in Babylon, he told them, get comfortable. Didn't he tell them that? He said, build houses, get comfortable, and keep having babies so you don't diminish, because you're going to be there for 70 years. He know we in captivity. He know that. He knows we are a nation in exile. He knows that. He put us here. And we scatter all over the world in every nation. Every nation. I seen this little white boy on YouTube saying, he was saying, I'm an African American. My dad is black. And when I tell you that little boy looked Caucasian, he looked Caucasian. But when he showed you a picture of his father, I was like, oh, yeah, he is. So Israel is going to be a speckled bird with multiple colors. It is. And I was like, nah, he ain't. When he showed his father, and he was proud of it too.
Wow.
You know, so it's gonna be, you know, but we gotta hold on. We gotta wait. But in the meantime, you do the best you can. That's all you can really do, because you can't change your situation. You can't change. You can change your location, but you have to belong to a nation. You just can't be wandering around them. Well, they call them refugees. You know, when you're wandering from one country to the next, but you originated from a country.
Yeah.
You got to have a nation to belong to right now. You got to identify with one of these nations. That's why when everybody went running over to Ghana, I was like, no. He put me here. He put me here for a reason. And then all of a sudden, the 400 years dead.
You know, that's another thing that I see a lot of now. And I'm glad you said that. But that's another thing I see a lot of. You see a lot of some of our brothers and sisters talking about, let's flee, let's run to Ghana, let's run to this place, run to that place. And then you hear the other argument about, well, the place, Jerusalem, is not over there in that little desert box. But according to the scripture, Jerusalem is supposed to become a desert, an abandoned place.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, but
you said
you said
a mouthful. So you said according to the scriptures. Those people don't read the scriptures.
That's how a lot of people gonna get fooled, gonna get tricked, because you actually got people talking about, you know, they talking about taking the monies and stuff they have and running to Africa, and I'm sitting there going, I'm sitting there like, but didn't the Most High kill? I forget what tribe it was when they left Egypt, they went over, they tried to get out of there, and he killed all of them except for one.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Because they thought the 400 years was over, and they went against those people thinking they was going to make the word manifest itself, and he killed them all and left them laying in the field openly. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. Yep. I mean, you know, and the thing about it is you can change locations. You can go live in another country, but one thing you're not going to ever do is escape the curse. You're not going to escape the mark that you have on you as being a Negro. You're not going to escape that, the hatred, the stuff that come along with it, because it's in every nation. Every nation. You can go on YouTube right now and pull up a black Chinese girl modeling and everything, and she'll talk about the racism that she had to experience in China, or a black Japanese, and they'll talk about what the racism that they've had to experience in Japan being black, and how they felt like they were out of their element, even though their mothers were Japanese and Chinese. They'll still talk about how they were feeling isolated, and it's not going to change. His word is not going to come back void. It's just not. It just pull up some of the stuff in the same way in Russia. To pull up, they got YouTube clips with them all over the world. Because the Gentile is in charge right now. And it's nothing anybody can do to make it change. It's not going to change. And a lot of people go running thinking, oh, I'm going to live a certain way, or I'm going to have a certain way, and I'm going to do this and that. And you can definitely do that, but you have to have a passport to belong somewhere. You do. Even some of the people in Dimona, when they went over to Dimona over in Israel, they denounced the United States as their country. But when they wanted to come back home, they had to re-announce that America was their country to come back to this country and to be a citizen of this country.
Wow.
You have to belong to one of the Gentile nations. You just cannot wander around and be a self-wandering people. You can't do it. That's how you got to set up. So you'll just be an American in Ghana living among the Ghanaian people and hope that everything goes well. But you're not going to, you know, yeah, the people are black and they're color, yeah, they're of color, yes, all that stuff. But you're not going to escape it because this is how he got it set up. And the only time we're going to escape it and get rid of it is when he moves us to the place that he has prepared. Some beautiful black Chinese girls and guys, good-looking guys, modeling and everything. I mean, good-looking kids. But they still talk about the hatred and the racism that they have to experience. They do. It's all over the world. And that's what we have to get used to. I mean, it just is what it is. There's no other way. There's no other, and people do things like that to try to escape the curse. They do. People marry certain people to make their lives better. Some people marry people of the other nations to have a better life. Do. No. And that's just the truth. I'm not saying they don't love them, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying some people do that to have a better life, and they just do.
That's just, I don't know. But that's a big thing that I'm seeing with a lot of the people now. And they don't take in consideration that there are Israelites out here who can't afford to move to Africa. So what? Just because they don't have money and they were suffering the curses, then the Most High just going to forget about those people and say, oh, you didn't do that. That's crazy.
It is, but there's so many scamming groups around. You know, people are opportunists. I'm just going to be honest. When I first came on the scene, I saw a lot of groups that were opportunists. They took the current situations that was going on, the current events, and they used it as a scare tactic. And they started to scare the people into believing that it was time to run. And a lot of people ran. Because they will, you know, come out from among her, my people. Are you going to suffer the wrath that the Most High saw? They quoted all those scriptures. A lot of people sold everything they had, and they ran over to these other countries. And then when nothing happened, they were mad because they left their families, they left their jobs, they left their homes, they left everything that the Most High had given them to make their lives comfortable while they were in the captivity, and nothing happened. And then some of the groups were saying, I never told you that, we never told you that, but they did. So these people had to come. Some of them even took out loans. They had good credit and took out loans from the banks and stuff and ran off.
Wow.
So now you have to try to come back and face the music for the stuff that you did. The Most High does everything decent and in order. And they were told to do this stuff. Just like that straw man stuff. Oh, everybody was running around talking about they was going to give up their citizenship and they was going to be a straw man and they was going to live on the land and they didn't have to do nothing everybody else told them to do and all that. All kind of crazy stuff. And people actually gave up their citizenship with the straw man stuff. And then come to find out when they did that, you know, instead of going into a job with your driver's license and the stuff that most of us do, they had to bring their passports and stuff and be considered something other than a citizen. They was in the status of immigrants coming in here. They had no country. And everybody kept asking, on this radio show, Yaina, you going to do it? Nope. He didn't tell me to do all that. Nope. He told me to wait on him. Nope. It was rough for a lot of people because a lot of people did that. They seen YouTube clips about how you could, you know, you could pay off your house and pay your bills off and how they trade your Social Security number on the stock market and all that kind of stuff. And if you file these paperwork, you don't have to pay no more taxes and you don't have to No. And it just became a disease. It was Israelites. These were Israelites. That's why I tell everybody, stay rooted and grounded in his word. Because if you don't, people will have you going cuckoo over cocoa puff. You'd be lost everything you had. And we still got to live here till we leave here. You still got to get a job. No? I remember Bishop Nathaniel said that every job he went to in the beginning, he would be telling people he was an Israelite and da-da-da-da, and they'd get rid of him. Until he figured out, keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
You still got to eat. You know?
People don't think about that, though.
No, they don't. You know, and the Most High will, you know, make it available when it's come time for you to do your part. He said everywhere he went, on his each job he had, they got rid of him. He's like, until I figured out not to do that no more. No. We have to blend into this society and live in this society as citizens of this society and wait on the Most High to deliver us from this society. That's real. You know, and that's the truth. And it's a wonderful life when you can live it because you're not tied down with all the isms and schisms that you see everybody else doing. You're just not.
Right.
It's a totally
different life.
You know, Christmas come around, Christmas come and go. Well, it don't faze me not one bit. Easter come around, it comes and go. Doesn't faze me. Halloween come around, come and go. Don't faze me. Thanksgiving roll around, it comes and it goes. It does not faze me. You don't know how much money I have saved. My sister was like, you're not going to get your grandkids anything for Christmas? I said, you know I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't know why this is coming up all of a sudden. Well, how are they going to feel? I don't care how they feel. My grandkids have enough stuff. I buy them stuff all through the year. They don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to feel? Nobody worries about y'all.
No.
They don't. You think they're going to feel slighted? My grandkids, my older grandkids know better. The new ones, the little ones, they don't know no better no way, one way or another. They got so much toys. Don't mean toys. They room look like a toy store. They don't need nothing else. You know, why am I I'm a disobey y'all just to go buy a toy? No. So, you know, we just have to. And people don't want to do right. They just don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. But we have to do it because we are the ones to exalt his name among the heathen. We are the ones to exalt his name in the earth. It's us. No. It's us. I don't even hear the Jewish people talking about that. I very rarely hear the Jewish people calling on Yah. I don't even hear them saying nothing. Nothing.
They don't. You know, I watch that guy a lot, Corey Gill Schuster. You know, he always putting videos where he walking around the country of Israel asking them questions and stuff. Man, the Muslim people don't even believe in the Most High. They don't even believe in any deity. They believe in themselves. He's in the streets asking them, and they will tell you, know, I'll be, well, I'm not religious. I don't do this. You just in the land just to be there.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And then you run around with all that filth. I'm not going to say what it is, but you run around with all that filth and garbage and stuff, you know, and you don't, I mean, I see it, and it's just sickening. It's just sickening.
Yeah. It's supposed to.
Now I'm going to ask you this. Yeah, I'm going to ask you this, Sister Yang. You know how it says in the scriptures that Jerusalem going to be torn down by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And my argument with a brother was he talking about going back to Africa because Jerusalem is in Africa. So I asked a simple question, what is the city in Africa that is trodden out by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles complete? He couldn't answer.
Oh. Yep. Nope. Nope. They can't. I mean, you know, because they can't. You know? Even Africa, or even over in Africa, a lot of them over in Africa are now saying they the Israelites. The Hamites now are saying they the Israelites. So, you know, it's trendy to be an Israelite today. You know, it's trendy. Very trendy. But I mean, you know, it just is what it is. There's no other way around it. There's no way to get around it. It is just, you know, we have got to understand who we are, how powerful we are, and how that we have to maintain a level of spiritual maturity so that we can be in a position when the time comes to help lead us up out of here. Because we got to get ready to get out of here, you know, and wherever we go. And wherever he sends us, we're going to be okay. However he chooses to do it, it's going to be okay. You know, it is. It's because he didn't give us all that gold and silver, and we're not leaving with resources, and he's not going to give us cows and livestock once we get there for us to just be nomad people with no structure. It's going to be okay. The main thing to get excited about is being where he is.
Right.
It's a new beginning. Not what the government devises for us to go and not a place wherever he allows us to go. And he'll let us know when it's down. We'll know. We'll know. You know, it will know. And, you know, I think people are, you know, they're getting ready for it. I mean, you know, we'll know when it's time. But in the meantime, don't let nobody talk you into selling all your stuff and moving nowhere. And you have established a life here in a place where, just like he put us in Babylon, he told us, get comfortable. Build houses. You know, plant vineyards. Have babies so that you don't diminish while you're there. Because you're going to be there for a while. We've been here for 400 years. And as soon as that hit the ground running and it became mainstream, everybody started playing on that and manipulating people into giving them money and getting people ready to go. Don't let no one manipulate you into doing that. You know, some people we got jobs we have to go to every day. know, you got to still live. You still got to have a roof over your head. Your children have to go to school. We have to have clothing, transportation, food, all of those things. And in the meantime, we do what we can do. We do the best we can, and we're sincere about our efforts. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
No, because anything else, people are taking advantage. They really are. They'll have you running around. You'll be crazy. Like I said, I watched it. People sold everything they had, you guys, and they put up YouTube clips, too. This group told us to sell everything we had, and now we stuck over in this country, and we're over here in Jordan, and we got to leave. We can stay only 90 days, and then every 90 days we got to leave and come back in again and have our passport stamped. Can you imagine?
Mm-mm. No, I couldn't. That would be a miserable life.
You know, you can't really get settled anywhere. Because why? You moved the landmark of where he told you to be. He specifically put you in the country where he wanted you to do this time at. And you have removed yourself from the landmark, and now you're living outside of where he told you, and you can feel it because nothing is going right. Nothing. You know? They don't even have health care in some of these countries, adequate health care.
Nope.
You know, and we do appreciate the Guyanian people apologizing for selling us and doing all the stuff they did, but yay, we don't wait on y'all this time. First time, shame on you. It won't be a second.
Yeah.
Rebbe Rosslam, it won't be a second time, for real. No.
But that's what the thing was about. That's why I kept, you know, asking the questions, because there are a lot of us talking about run. He said flee. When it says in the scripture, flee Babylon, that's when the time comes and the ships out there, they out there ready for us. So we need to go.
Yeah. It'll be time. You'll know when it's time. Just like we knew about the 400 years, we knew it was the right time for that. You're going to know everything. He's not going to leave you hanging. But if you listen to these people instill in fear, now, everybody left. Even some of the leaders left. And then when they ran out of money, they had to come home. Because nothing happened. Nothing happened. And they had to come back. And this is where they at. Nothing happened. Because you're not going to rush y'all. Y'all has an appointed time for everything. He does. And when the time comes, you'll know it. It'll run just as smooth. It'll go through just as smooth and quick. You'll be like, wow, that was too easy. And before you know it, you'll be sitting on the deck of a cruise liner looking at and watching in the rear view of your background. You'll see the Statue of Liberty behind you, and all you'll see is water in front of you. Wondering, wow, when did this happen? Are we really doing this? That's how quick it's, you know, when he gets ready for it to happen, it's going to happen like that. You're like, man, is it really over? And you ain't going to miss none of it. But don't leave until when he get ready to do that, you'll know that. Because it ain't going to just be a few folks leaving. It's going to be everybody that belongs to him leaving. And he's going to put a system together. You believe me when I tell you. He does everything decent and in order. And you ain't got to be running up out of here like mad people scared of him. He does everything decent and in order. No, and you're going to know. And they're going to roll up, and we're going to fill up the ship, and one going to roll off, and another one going to roll up, and we're going to do what we need to do. Real talk. You know? We just got to make sure we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
trust him. You got to trust him.
I do have one question for you, though.
Yes, sir.
And my question is, now, when it comes to the Passover, right, you use the Enochian calendar, right? Because spring is on a different day on the Enochian calendar, right?
Yes. We have that. You know, we have that YouTube clip up there to show you how to do the count. But yes, I was doing the count myself, but I let GOCC and them do that because they've been living by that calendar for a long time. And every year Passover falls on a Friday night on the Sabbath. So, you know, they have all that information there. But if you, like I said, if you want to, anybody that want to get together and do our own calculations, I would be more than happy to do that. We can set a date outside of the Sabbath and do that maybe on a Monday night or something. I would be able to, we can sit down and figure everything out and make sure it's calculated right. But they're the ones that introduced that truth to us and showed everybody how that's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we kind of got away from doing it with them, but we're going to, you know, continue to do that. We're going to do the best we can with where we are, you know. And like I said, it's a YouTube clip out there under Yehuda Project that talks about how to do the count, you know, how you're going to have, how the calendar is 30, 30, 31 for each season. So, you know, in the spring season, you got a 30-day month, a 30-day month, and then a 31-day month. And then when summer comes in, you got 30, 30, 31. And then when fall fall comes in, you got 30, 30, 31. And that's the whole calendar all the way around. Because a lot of people is using the moon. I think it was saying that when you use the moon, it's going to come in 10 days too soon. So they, you know, they broke that down and teaching everybody how to do that. Why everybody doesn't do it with them, I don't know. But a lot of that is ego, too. So, I mean, you know.
Yep. I was just about to say that.
Yep.
Ego is a thing, boy.
And it falls like clockwork. Falls like clockwork on the Friday night on the Sabbath.
Wow.
And you know, the thing about it is, you know, if he does it the same way he did it the last time, we will be leaving after the Passover of whatever year we're leaving in, if he do it the same way. And we got to get people to start keeping this Passover. We don't have to be together to keep the Passover. We do everything virtually. You can do that in your home because when they did it in Egypt, they did it in their homes. We use platforms like this. We do the Passover together. Once we finish, you know, everybody is eating their meals, we hang up, and then everybody fellowships in their home. But one day is going to be our last Passover. So we got to get people to start doing this Passover. No? Next week we'll be talking about it now, about what we need to have, you know, for the Passover and what kind of food we need to have and all that kind of stuff. And then you have to start getting the yeast out of your house. Start removing the yeast because right at when Passover is over, we go right into the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that's 7 days. No yeast in your house.
But you're right. One day is going to be our last, and I started that, you know. But in dealing with other groups, you know, I tried again, you know. And one of the biggest things with us is our people is that everybody want to be right. Everybody want to do it their way. They don't want to compromise with anybody else. Oh, we've never heard of you guys, so. You guys not big as us, so we're not going to deal with you. Thanks, but no thanks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's okay, too. That's all right. Because one day, I'm going to tell you something, one day the Most High is going to do what he's going to do, and that's going to shut all of it down, whomever he chooses. He's going to shed it. He, and that whatever, however he does it, it's going to be done the way he's going to do it, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. I don't worry about that. I really don't. I don't really worry about it because really nobody wants their people. We're not interested in anything to do with anybody else's people. Keep your people. But we have to start doing things together. GOCC
right.
is a very large group. They're way bigger than we are, but we've come to realize that what the count that they gave is accurate. So why would we do something different when it's accurate?
That's true.
You know? So it is what it is. I mean, you know, you do what you have to do, you know, and eventually everybody's going to have to come around anyway to whoever it is that the Most High chooses. Because this is a bigger deal now. You're talking about 41 million people. That's a lot of people. Even if half of them is Israelites, 20 million people, that's a whole lot of folks.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, for real. Men, women, and children. That's elderly people, prisoners, men, women, children, all that. That's a lot of people. You know? So all we can do is do what we do and do what we're told, because everybody's not going to be chosen to lead. They not. Everybody doesn't have leadership qualities. They don't. He know your heart. Mm-hmm. He know what you're up to. He know what you think of in the recesses of your mind. He knows the intricate parts of your heart. He knows who you are. So it don't matter how big or small the group is, it's who he chooses. And just because your group is big don't mean you're going to be chosen.
Right.
You may be chosen to do something else, but you may not be chosen to do this. You know, so whoever he chooses, he's going to do that when the appointed time comes. And all we have to do is just be faithful and do what he say do. And obedience is better than sacrifice. But you still talking about people in the church. Them folks still don't know.
Right.
They still dressing up in black and white attire and standing up over the pulpit with dresses on, talking, preaching and stuff. They still doing that. So even the church. Now, we have a lot of work to be done. Like I said, those that he is preparing who he's preparing. And there has to be a level of spiritual maturity. And when you look around at some of these people, a lot of these people are just not spiritually mature enough. They're not. You can tell by the things that come out their mouth. You can. You can tell by the things that come out their mouth. And I'm sorry, but some things you're not going to be up in front of the world representing Yah talking like you. It's just not going to happen. It's not. Not going to happen. So all we can do is just let him do whoever it is he chooses. We have to be willing to follow them and do what Yah says do and get confirmation from him in prayer and let the Most High lead, because he will. He'll lead us into all truth. You know. And whoever the group is, well, I ain't going to say that. Let me just not say that. But anyway, yes, hallelujah, praise Yah. Brother Yerushalayim, you going to lead us in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Give everybody just a second to turn to the east. And ladies, get your head wrapped.
Okay.
All righty. If everybody's ready, we'll go ahead and start the prayer. We pray this prayer through Yeshua the Christ, and we pray that it's acceptable. Blessed be you, O your house, the Ancient of Days. May you and your name endure forever and for always. May all power, praise, honor, glory, gratitude go to you. We come to you today, Father. We thank you for all the things that you've given us, even though we don't deserve them. We thank you for the grace that you've bestowed upon your people. And we beg and plead with you to deliver us out of these lands where you scattered them. We pray, Father, not only for ourselves, but we pray for our family members, the people in our nation that have not heard and have not found the truth yet. We pray that you touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their spirits, if it be thy will, to bring them into the truth. We also pray, Father, that as a nation, as a people, that you bring us closer together so that we can start moving as one, as a nation should. We also pray, Father, that you comfort those of us that are in pain, that are hurt, that are sick, that are shut in. Those people, we ask that you comfort them, if it be thy will. We pray to you, Father, and thank you for everything that you've given us, and we are appreciative of the things that you've bestowed upon us. We pray that you deliver us, and we beg for deliverance out of these lands. Thank you for everything and all things. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. And we're going to also keep Sister Yesantia's family in prayer. They had a death in their family. You guys keep her, hold her family up in prayer, you know, and we will be praying for her and her niece that passed away, her cousin, and we'll definitely be doing that. And on that note, you guys, we will say shalom, shalom. Everybody enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy being with Yah. Enjoy your prayers. Enjoy being an Israelite. Enjoy knowing that we won't be here too much longer. Shalom, shalom, everyone. We'll have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Shalom.